Hello, friends. Welcome to the Made You Smile podcast. I'm Melinda.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're here to make you smile.
It's in the name. Hope you enjoy. Hello.
Hey.
What you doing? How are you? I am talking to you.
We had breakfast this morning at Cracker Barrel, and it was just not right.
It was not the same. It was something, it was off.
Right? Yes, because our favorite...
Yeah.
Do you say waitress anymore?
Server.
Server? Mm-hmm. Our favorite, gosh, that's an old term.
I know.
Our favorite server was not there.
No,
and
she
I
wasn't.
Just don't know how to handle. No.
We had to look at a menu.
We've not
looked at a menu
in years.
I know, because she just knows
she
what
knows.
We want.
There's usually two Diet Cokes waiting on the table
and
by
your
the
cup
time
of coffee.
And my cup
she
of coffee.
She knows our order.
So I just feel a little off today.
It was very not right. Yeah.
And then on your way to the on my way to your house,
yeah,
I stopped to get gas.
Yeah.
And something else
oh,
weird
no.
happened.
What happened?
My little plate covering my gas tank
yeah.
would not open. You're supposed to push and it opens. And I've never been able, this is a new car to me,
yeah.
and I have not easily, so I went and checked again, make sure there's not a little button that you flick for that to open.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the car was conspiring against me.
Weird.
I think it didn't like the gas prices and
no.
it was like, nope, you can do better.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
You can do better. You
look,
we don't want this gas.
Look, we don't want this gas. I don't
like,
want this gas in my tank.
It's like when a little baby doesn't want to take the bite of your trying to.
So I'm pushing. I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm pushing on the wrong side of the door. And I push on the other and I push again. And yeah. so then I went back and opened my car door to look and see, is there a button I forgot about? I'm not joking. I got back and the flap was open.
Shut up.
It was like it
car
waited.
Was like...
It was messing with me. It was totally messing with me. I was, you know, it was so
yeah,
weird.
You're like,
okay, you just
yeah.
wanted to do it on your terms.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
car. I get it.
It's in my time. Yeah. I'll do it in my time. Yeah. Anyway, just a
we. How's your Christmas going so far?
We're behind.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We're a little behind
How
this
so?
Year.
How so? Decorations?
Well, last year, no, decorations, I got up
yeah.
early because okay. Thanksgiving was early,
sure.
so it was easier to
yeah.
get decorations done. But the Christmas shopping, I'm behind. And last year, it was
oh,
so nice. It was
yeah.
so weird. At this time, we had all of the presents wrapped and under the tree. It was
okay.
it was odd for us. We're
yeah.
usually not that ahead.
Ahead of time, yeah.
And this year, we're behind, and I can't figure out why we're behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do y'all... Amazon it up, or are you like
we
getting
do,
out to the stores?
We do some off of Amazon. Some will go if it's a product we can drive to Home Depot or somewhere and get.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel a little behind.
Yeah. Hey,
what?
That's okay.
You know,
it's gonna get done. People are gonna wake up Christmas morning and be fine.
Maybe a simple Christmas this year.
Maybe a simple Christmas. I've always threatened to because we do a lot of Amazon ordering, and I've always every year I say this. I'm like, everybody gets a box cutter in their stocking, and
yeah,
then
you just
and then they just go, ooh, box cutters. That's
you know
actually
what?
A good stocking stuffer for your adult children, not
you know
for
what
the
we
babies.
Need to make.
What's that?
Here's a money making idea.
Okay.
Christmas stamps that the Amazon box comes in, and you just pick your Santa Claus stamp and you just stamp up the Amazon box.
That's actually
and then you
a
have,
genius idea.
Don't hey y'all don't get it.
Don't wrap
y'all
it.
Don't take it.
Yeah,
don't take that idea. That I need that idea.
Yeah.
But you know it could be a Santa Claus or it could be stars
yeah.
or jingle bells that you stamp on the boxes and you just carry your Amazon
yeah.
box underneath there.
Yeah.
Of course, then who? How do you know who? You'd have to order. Limit, like you'd have to limit
yeah.
what you order or only order for one person in one batch of ordering
yeah.
so that all the boxes that come that next day or the whatever you know are for
yeah.
Johnny.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Well, I have, you and I have been talking about this.
What?
And I...
You know I don't remember stuff.
No, I know.
It's all brand new to me.
There is a movement happening. And so,
we want to do an announcement.
Yeah, we have an announcement. I think it's a very special. Why haven't they fixed this combined with Hall Monitor
of the world?
And we haven't.
We want to draw your attention
yes,
to a
something
need
that is very important.
No, this is Carrie. Don't laugh.
No, I know. It's very important.
This is a movement that I think we are going to get behind.
Yeah, I think so. And so I think you've written something for us. I am
it's excited. Weird to go from just humor into something so serious.
Jolly.
Okay. Listen, so, all right, would you stop?
No, I'm sorry. This is serious. Okay.
Every year at this time, a mother goes without.
Hmm.
The stockings hang by the chimney, but not hers, not with care. It may not even be there. Stop it.
I'm sorry, I know.
It may be left alone in an attic box with that broken, lonely ornament because she thought, what's the point? Some mothers will wake early this year to the sounds of laughter and joy, but not the smells of coffee because she hasn't started it yet. And there's not any breakfast because, well, she needs to make that too. Although her fingers are covered in Band-Aids because she's wrapped the packages mostly by herself. Listen, for crying out loud, make her a piece of toast. You know, pour her a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Something to show that Christmas is for her, for mothers. Mm-hmm. All the family look festive in their fun Christmas pajamas, but probably not Mom. She fell asleep in the clothes she was wearing last night. Little drool coming down her cheek, and there's going to be creases from pillow and the exhaustion, the bags under her eyes.
Yeah.
And that's when, of course, Dad's going to get the camera out to take that family picture. Everyone has the joyful expressions on her face and something they can hang on their wall, but... Mom wants to fold that picture over and leave her out. She's just so tired and worn out. Her hair's not combed. So this year, please join Carrie and I in supporting the MWSS, Mothers Without Stocking Stuffers. Don't let her suffer in silence this year without a bath bomb or some chapstick.
Just some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, Tic Tacs. Go get a couple of Band-Aids out of the pantry and throw those in there, too.
Birds, bees. I'm not asking for much.
And don't do it while she's standing there.
No.
You know, like you didn't even remember.
Yeah.
You know, try to, as she's stirring up the pancakes and the sausage and the scrambled eggs, you know, hurry. Shove something in that stocking. Look up.
Serious.
A rolled up pair of socks to fill the bottom out, you know?
Snuggle bucks.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Get some dirty laundry and shove in there so that
for some...
that one candy cane can stick out the top and just at least look good in pictures, you know? Somebody loved Mother.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Stick a candy cane in her coffee.
Yeah.
And show her you care. And that she's not alone this Christmas.
No. Join the MWSS.
MWSS.
Mothers Without Stocking Stuffers.
Thank you for your support.
Dun 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 dun.
Big announcement.
Dun 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 dun.
What's the announcement?
Dun 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 dun.
I'm waiting.
It's time for the 2023 Christmas Major Smile Podcast Stocking Stuffers. Ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Well, since we are supporting the MWSS this year.
Yes, we are. We're going to start off.
We're going to help all of our younger audience listeners.
The mothers without stocking stuffers. Yes.
Because I was going to say, or hey, you moms out there that know you're going to have to stuff your own stockings.
Here's some ideas for
because you. Because Santa stuffs everyone's stockings.
Yes,
true. It becomes...
Yeah.
Don't
let your children...
Yeah. Why didn't Santa?
Or take this segment and send it to your husband. So he can tell Santa Claus.
I'll say one and you go with one. Yes. And we'll cross out our ones we have in common.
Okay, and this is just for moms, right?
Right.
Okay.
We'll do moms right here. But okay, some of them actually cross over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say emery boards.
Always.
Always need emery boards in my purse, by my bed, and
And look, here's where you got to get a little stealthy, a little thoughtful, a little mindful, is poke around her stuff and see what she's already buying for herself, because chances are, if that's the thing that she has, she likes it.
And then buy it in miniature. So it's travel.
Yes.
Like it goes in her purse.
But
or
like
goes in
see what the brand of emery board
is.
Oh,
yes. But
and
that's
find
a good point.
Find that out and then go find that thing and get it. So,
okay, what you got?
Okay, for mom, I have her favorite pens.
Ooh,
so
that's a
for
good one.
Me, because especially when my kids were living at home, they would magically disappear off my desk. And I have a very
specific
pen. Mine just happens to be the I think it's pretty standard. I think a lot of people like this pen. It's a Pilot G210 because it's the exact thickness of the pen that I like. And so, and you can get them at Target. So that's my pen. Find out what pen she likes and get her some pens.
I'm going to put on there then in the same note, I'm going to put notepads.
Yes.
I like little notepads.
Yep.
I like one by my bedside table. Mm-hmm. I like, so we still don't, your mom may not be putting her notes in her phone. She still likes to jot down what she needs.
Her little grocery list.
Her grocery list or things like that.
Yep.
So cute
sometimes
little notepads.
Easier. Yeah. Cute little notepads. Let's see. Let me cross that off. And then you said favorite pen. Let me just cross this off with my favorite pen that I'm. So, and this is like one of those things. And then there's like little sub
okay, it's got subcategories
to it are gift cards.
Yes.
And let's just talk about some gift cards we think that would be good for moms. Now, a lot of people have rules for their stockings, like these are things that are only like $5 and less.
Right.
But if you're like us, so that gift card won't get lost, we put it in with the stockings. So some places that I would love to get a gift card to are a massage.
Massage.
I would love a massage.
Nails.
Nails, always. And something that I have discovered that I love, and I think your mother would, I think moms, especially our age, the women that are our age, they have these blow dry bars. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's one called Blow, B-L-O, that I have discovered that's not far from my house. Basically, you go and they wash your hair. They'll do a deep condition. There's no cutting.
Yeah.
There's no color. There's no any.
They just make you look pretty.
Yes. You go and they'll wash your hair. There's nothing like getting your hair washed by somebody else. Mm. It is just.
It's like a massage. It actually is like a massage.
It really is. And it's just a chance for mom to go and sit. That's also, these are also, will work for Mother's Day as well. So you can bookmark
this.
Keep
that in mind.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put a framed picture of your mom with the child.
Yep. I love it.
Because I want something, a memory with each child.
I love that. And along those same lines too, write down a note. I did this for my mom. I mean, this would be a great stocking stuffer to write on that notepad that you give her, a small journal or something, a favorite memory of that year for you and your mom. Like, I loved getting to go get my nails done with you. It's my favorite thing. And then be specific. Like we had this conversation and I remember you said this or something like that. And it just made me feel good.
Oh, yeah. Memories.
Something specific.
I'm going to put, because I wear glasses, I'm going to put glasses wipes.
Yes.
I don't ever remember to buy them.
Yep.
And I would love to keep them in my purse and by my bed when I'm trying to read. So put in some glasses wipes for your mom if she wears glasses.
And go ahead and refill my yearly supply of poopery.
Yes.
Because I keep the little tiny bottles in my purse, the poopery. I mean,
I'd never heard of that before we went traveling together and I saw you with your little...
I've got poopery.
You put it in there by the bathroom. And it's so considerate, actually.
Mean taking care of you.
Well, yes. Or like in your house, to have that in your house sitting behind the toilet for your guests.
For your guests,
Just really...
It's very thoughtful.
It is.
Of other people. Yeah, so I'm going to say poopery. Did you have another one?
Because I put, and this will work in anybody's stocking, but I like the car fresheners, and I don't usually buy them for myself.
Yep.
So I like items for my car.
Yeah.
To stock my car.
I like that too. And I'm gonna say too. If you do that for your mom, make sure you know what fragrances she likes.
Yes.
Because you don't want to get her like Tropical Breeze if she likes rain. The scent of of like a clean fresh.
Like
smell.
I'm not a. I don't like real florals. But I like. Food stuff like cinnamon, vanilla, things like that.
Yes. Okay. So those are just some ideas
for mom.
For mom, snuggle bucks. Just make a make a coupon book for her.
I like fuzzy socks too.
Fuzzy socks are good
to wear around the house.
Yeah.
So all right, other
and
ones
then for putting stockings. And this is just for everybody. This is moms. This is for like if you're in charge of stuffing the stockings this year. So they do have, like, I love my kids. I've started this and I can't remember what they're called. They come in a little spray bottle and now they have these little cases that you put them in. They go in your purse, they go in your car. It's the screen wipes. I think you already said it. For glasses though, right?
Right.
But these are like you spray it and then with the bottle itself, you can scrape off
their phone screen or their iPad screen. Or
most cars, if you have a newer model car, you have a screen in your car. And so it's nice to have those in there to clean off your car screen.
Okay. So on that note, mm-hmm. dust, I don't know what you call it, but dust spray stuff to get dust out of your keyboard.
Yes.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Compressed air.
Yes.
Type
it
thing.
It comes with the little,
That's good for your older kids in the stocking.
Yep. And then, what do I have? Oh, these light up travel mirrors. I have one and I love it. And I always put it in my makeup bag, but it'll go in your car. It'll go in your, so it comes with that lighting on the mirror that's actually really, it really mimics like daylight and things that you can really see your makeup with. And it has different levels of the light on it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. Always little packs of Kleenex are good to go in the thing. And I'm marking off.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know. This is going to be a larger item, but it's mm-hmm. not really a gift you want to put under the tree. So a lot of times Greg and I will, if there's any larger item that we consider a stocking stuffer, we'll run a string.
I love it.
From the stocking.
Yeah.
To the tree gift. Or to the under the tree.
Yeah.
But Rain-X is good for kids who are driving for their car.
And on top of that, too, to go with that is a gift card for a car wash.
Oh, good idea.
Things you don't think of. Or gas cards.
And you know what?
Cards.
They won't pay for that stuff for themselves.
No, they won't.
Because that's just an added expense. If they're at college or things like that, that's too much.
Absolutely.
So that's a good treat.
They're not thinking about that. Something else for the girls, I think. And I love mine. I actually found a kit. Like it's a little set of hair tools. Ooh. Oh, it's by Babyliss. Babyliss, I think is how it's spelled. But it comes with a miniature hair straightener and a miniature blow dryer and a miniature
curling
iron. It's a travel kit of all those hair tools. And it is not cordless, but there is one called Tymo, T-Y-M-O. And it's a portable, it's a cordless hair straightener. And you can buy it on Amazon. It's like, so if you just need, if you're like on the go in your car and you just need something real quick, I'm sure it's probably battery operated. Or it'll charge, there are some things that'll charge from your car. So just portable hair tools for your car.
Okay, we always put in some kind of puzzle.
Love that.
We do either one of those. I don't know what kind you call
it. Kind of like a Rubik's Cube type thing, but it's a mind. It's a brain teaser.
Yeah. And you would think, oh, that's just the wasted space you fill up stockings with. Nope.
They love
my
it.
My kids, yeah. They know it's once a year thing.
Yeah.
Something they don't buy for themselves. And yeah. All it's funny, at Christmas time, my kids will go through their stocking and they'll sit around on the couch trying to work their puzzles before we even get into the gifts.
Yes.
Because it's, I don't know, it's just a treat.
Ooh. What? Something I found. Okay, children, I know my kids aren't listening to this, so there's no way. And my husband, I found these this year. You're going to want to get them for your kids too. They are these tear off, I think it's either a calendar or a notepad, but it's stacked like up and down. Mm-hmm. And so when you tear off every year, you tear the page off. I think it's a calendar, and you keep tearing, and it creates this origami thing at the end of it that you're not going to want to throw away. It is the—
Where do you get them?
On Amazon. If you Ooh. Google, and I'll put this in our show notes too, so you got to go find it. You got to look at this thing. It's, yeah, if you go to Amazon and type in origami calendar 2024, there's one called Timepiece Calendar, and look at this thing. That's what it makes at the end of
so
the
neat.
Year. Yeah.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, it's like a tree with like a tree house in it. And there's one that has the world. That's one that has the earth. There's one with a castle. There's one with a mushroom, a panda bear. They're so stinking cute. And you just keep tearing the day off every year. And at the end, it creates this this work of art, really.
I'm also going to put on there, I'm going to plug something my friend does. She has an Etsy shop.
Ooh, Etsy.
It's called He Knows Your Name
yes.
Cards.
Oh my goodness, what a great gift.
And on Etsy. And what she does, she takes Bible verses with different themes. So love, hope, anxiety. She's got a theme for anxiety.
Yeah.
She's got all different kinds of themes. It includes 40 Bible verses on business size cards. And she inserts your child's name or your name or whoever you're gifting this to.
Yeah.
So we can include this in the show notes too, or the link to her Etsy shop.
Yeah.
It'll insert your child's name into the Bible verse so that she knows that verse, she or he knows that verse was meant for them.
Yes.
And I gave Carrie a stack of
I love
cards.
Mine. Yes.
But this is something your kids can carry with you. It'll be a great stocking stuffer, so go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
We also had work gloves.
Yes.
So, and again, these are because my children are older now.
Yeah.
Just things that they haven't bought themselves yet, but to allow them to go tackle some of those tasks outside they need to do around the house and things. So work gloves are a good stocking
stuffer. I would recommend, if you're listening to this and you have elementary age or junior high aged kids, go check out the front of Office Depot. Go to Office Depot or Office Max. And at the front of the store next to the register, they have that point of sale purchases that you can get. But they have got all sorts of little things, that notepads and flashlights and pen lights and all sorts of little knickknacks, I think, that your kids are going to love.
And some of these stocking stuffers are things you get once a year and you lost.
Yes.
But that's why you need to get them once a year.
Yeah.
I mean, the little miniature staplers.
Yes.
I mean, my kids for a while, they had those in their car console because there was some report that they were taking to school that they would need to staple at the last minute. You know, so some of those things.
Ooh, I have one more for mom. And this is good for girls or guys, I think, too. But where do you always, you know where the best place for me to tweeze my chin hairs?
Outside in the sun.
In the car. Keep some tweezers. Yep. Give your mom some tweezers.
The natural light.
Because it's the best place to see those chin hairs. So I've started keeping some tweezers in my car. And let me tell you something. It is life. It just is such a good thing.
And if you want to make these little items, like I've got down Band-Aids for the car.
Yes.
And you're like, well, anybody can buy those. They're not special. But you can go and then put a special touch on it by getting Star Wars Band-Aids.
Yes.
Or, you know, there's
some
different
Star Wars Band-Aids.
Last year, my kids are all big Harry Potter fans.
Yep.
They grew up with those books. And we still love them today.
Yeah.
But got, you know, Harry Potter playing cards. and put those in their stocking stuffer. So whatever seems mundane,
yes,
you can specialize in some way.
It's because there's so many things that they don't think about.
And probably, absolutely, you can find them on Amazon. So whatever you're thinking of, go specialize and put in there, you know, Star Wars Band-Aids. So that's going to pop up.
My go-to is always the travel section at Target or Walmart is always. A lot of times I'll find things at Walmart. And the best travel section ever was at Bed Bath & Beyond because they had every sample things
on the shelves that you could walk around and just load up your
basket with stuff.
That's why it's called point of sale and it works.
Yes.
It works so well.
The point of sale works so well. But that chargers always portable chargers, plug-in chargers, phone chargers. My kids are always losing their chargers.
I got last year, I think, and we may have put this on our list last year, but I got a Cube charger for, and again, it was on Amazon, but it has all different, because all of your chargers have different,
The little input things.
And the Cube had regular plugs, it had USB, it just has a variety so that.
Yes.
You're not looking for that one.
One of my favorite things I have is a travel. It's not like a power strip. It's one that is like a more like a block, and it plugs into the wall, and it's got USB.
That's what this
connections,
was.
And then just the regular thing, and the cord wraps up. It's an extension cord, and it wraps around the. That's what my favorite travel purchase. One of my favorite travel purchases I've ever made. So
awesome.
Yes.
If y'all have ideas,
let us know.
To get as many links as we've talked about in the show notes.
If we don't have something, if we've mentioned something that you can't find, let me know and I'll just send me a message or a DM and
I'm going to put on there because I'm an artist, art supplies.
Always art supplies.
Anything for kids to de-stress.
Yes.
Get some of those.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
I'll see it later. Because, I'm buying it for pretty much everybody. But, yeah. So, Merry Christmas.
Happy shopping. Happy stocking stuffers.
And don't forget, Mom.
Listen, and we thank you for your support for MWSS.
As always.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. I'm happy because I'm going to a Christmas concert tonight. And it's just not Christmas
a good Christmas concert. I'm really regretting. I missed the Heights, my church's Christmas concert.
Oh, yeah. It just gets you in the mood, I guess.
And my sister, I regret it. She played me some of it because they recorded it. And it's not the same as being in the room with it, but... Whew, I listened to some of it. And I was like, man, I missed it. So, hey, we've talked a lot about gifts, just some tongue in cheek, some funny, being silly. But we also want to reiterate this time of year. It's not just this time of year. It's always. We should always.
But we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And
there
are people that aren't experiencing joy this time of year. And so just, open your heart wherever you have the chance to serve and to let others see Jesus in you. This is just a wonderful time to, I guess, model that also for your children and
absolutely. And for family. I think if you pray for opportunities to serve and to help somebody else, the Lord's going to put those things in, and those people in front of you. So be open to that. I think that's who the Lord calls blessed. That those people that are hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are those who I don't know the exact verses, but give to the poor and needy. This is one of my favorite books, one of my favorite chapters. We're in 1 John 3. And it's interesting because John 3:16, we all know that verse. This is 1 John 3:16 through 18. It says, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth.
Right.
So find ways to do something for somebody else, not just the people. Yes, absolutely bring the gospel into your own home. Don't miss that. But find ways to gather your people in those four walls and go out and do something.
You may be struggling this time of year financially. Everybody's struggling. But there are ways to give that don't involve financially, but just service to others. Yep. And there's so much joy in that as well.
Yeah.
So
I think you get more when you open your heart like that and give out. So anyway.
Hey, Jesus loves you.
You can't mess that up.